Get in the action, feel the attraction. Written by Black Cat. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Naruto. Rating, general audiences. Relationships, Sakura, Kisame. Pain, Obito. Konan, Yaiko. Deidara, Sasori. Also tagged for humor, love at first sight, more like love at first punch, and alternate universe canon divergence. Summary. For an ask on my Tumblr, well, that post about Kisame and shark characteristics said the Hoshikage females would be generally bigger, more muscular, etc. So just, Kisame sees the pink-headed blob from behind and like, ew, a weak one. But then she turns around and bam, memories of his mother accidentally breaking tables slash doors slash walls come to mind. Bam, he's in love. Like a woman. Nagato looks like he's about to start stabbing people, which Kisame thinks likely isn't the best way to walk into a peace conference with Konoha. Obito, he says tightly, as the volume of Konan and Yaiko's bickering increases. I am very fond of you, but if you don't stop complaining, I won't be held accountable for my actions. Obito rolls his eye, but he does stop fidgeting with his shukajo, sinking back flat on his feet rather than poised on the balls of his toes, and Kisame allows a fraction of the tension in his shoulders to ease. Having their resident powerhouse too slightly wound isn't good for the nerves. Fond, Obito says instead, pulling a face. Gee, thanks. Nagato looks exasperated and turns to his partner with a huff. But Kisame has been walking between Konan and Yaiko, and Sasori and Deidara since they left Ame. He's had more than enough of couple quarrels for the next lifetime and change. So he squeezes past their honorable-ish leaders and makes tracks for the clear field they agreed on for negotiations, figuring he may as well scout the area. Nagato will likely do one better as soon as he gets his head out of his ass, being a censor and all. But for now, Kisame steps out of the trees and takes a quick glance around the field. It looks like it would make a good battlefield in another life, open and free of most obstructions. But as it is, there's only a single other figure visible. Deciding he may as well be friendly, Kisame puts on his best smile, trying not to show too many extra teeth, then slings Samehada over his shoulder and wanders towards the Kunoichi, inspecting a lone outcropping of boulders. She's small, lean, with short pink hair held back by a Konoha Hitaite. Almost despite himself, Kisame feels a flicker of resignation, expecting another weak, stuttering, flailing girl. Objectively, he's well aware that most Kunoichi can't be held to the standards of the Hoshigaki clan, but Kisame grew up with women who were a good two heads taller than him and twice as broad, all muscle and able to break a table in half without a thought. Anything less invokes an instinctive distaste and... The small, pretty Kunoichi makes a sound of deep frustration, rears back, and punches the boulders hard. It's probably upwards of 6 tons of rock, and with one direct blow, the entire formation shatters into dust. Kisame's jaw drops, and he practically trips over his own feet. Oh, he thinks. And then, oh! And maybe she's not quite as tall or broad as his mother and sister, but as she spins to face him, he realizes she's nowhere near delicate. Those are thick muscles, just as honed as his own, and the way she balances herself says she knows exactly how to use them. A Kunoichi, Kisame says, entirely delighted. The young woman eyes him like he just said something dumb. Haruno Sakura, she says, like it's a warning. It might be, but Kisame's been so focused on Ame and helping rebuild Akatsuki after Madara's attempt to corrupt it that he hasn't had time to leaf through the bingo book lately. Now he wishes he had, because, wow! You, he repeats, you're a real Kunoichi! Sakura blinks, taking half a step back as she falls out of her fighting stance, and she looks startled and just a little flattered. Could you bench press me? Kisame presses, already advancing in anticipation. Baffled, Sakura blinks at him for a moment, then snorts, tugs up her fingerless gloves, and cracks her knuckles. Why not? She asks in bemusement, and Kisame wastes no time leaping for her. Oh gods, really? Nagato demands, pressing his hands over his face in clear despair as the remaining members of Akatsuki file into the meadow. Obito just snorts. At least he's having fun, he says dryly, and a surreptitious glance across the field shows that Kakashi is watching his student toss around a deadly, homicidal missing nin with no small amount of horror. Obito would absolutely be lying if he said that didn't factor in the way he catches Nagato's arm and keeps him from marching over to corral their wayward swordsman. When Nagato shoots him a look of deep betrayal, Obito offers him a smirk, tipping one shoulder in a shrug. I thought you were the one who was so invested in peace by any means, Nagato. Nagato groans, and the hands go back over his face. She's using him as a weight, Obito, and he's letting her. True love comes in many forms, Obito says, mock wisely, and doesn't even try to dodge the smack that Nagato aims at his head. The end.
Man, I feel like a woman.
The music in this podfic is Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman, which is also where the title comes from. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!